This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. Many scientists draw their concepts.
For example, if we look at the work of somebody like Maxwell or Faraday, we know they drew as part of their inventing process.
Psychologist Sharon Ainsworth from the University of Nottingham in the UK co-authored an article on drawing in the journal Science. She spoke to the Science podcast.
Our visual system is very adapted to getting information from graphical representations. Drawing, as you look through a microscope or reason about evaporation or pollination, is also really helpful. And when students draw graphical representations, visual representations for themselves, they tend to understand how these work better than when they just interpret the representations of others. If you read, then draw what you think you've understood from the text, and then inspect your drawing, rethink it, reread it, you tend to get a better understanding. You might see that there were gaps in the material. You might generate new inferences about what you've come to understand. You might prompt further constructive strategies.
Turns out that being a better science student may have to be a drawn-out process. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.